Good morning. It's 8:38 and a new weekly program on WTTR. And we're very glad to have with us this morning Dr. Sadiq Syed, who presides over Maryland Retina in Eldersburg. Now, Dr. Syed is a board-certified ophthalmologist specializing in medical and surgical treatment of retinal disease. He's been practicing in our state for the last 5 years, grew up in Pittsburgh, and graduated summa cum laude with a Bachelor of Science degree in neuroscience from the University of Pittsburgh. He's participated also, as Dr. Syed, in multiple trials for the Diabetic Retinopathy Clinical Research Network. He's a member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the American Society of Retina Specialists, and last but not least, the Maryland Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons and the DC Eye Society. Dr. Syed, good morning and welcome in to WTTR. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Bob. I'm doing very well.
Well, we're going to talk today about our first week out, Dr. Syed, age-related macular degeneration. Now, that's a fancy-sounding term, of course, but for people who have it, it's an all-too-common problem, isn't it? Let's discuss what this is for starters, Dr. Syed, and kind of break it down for us, please.
Okay. So, yeah, to break down the word macular degeneration, the macula refers to a special part of the retina that provides our clear 20/20 vision, which is necessary for reading, driving, and other important daily activities. The degeneration means a slow deterioration of the macula, which happens at a different rate in each affected person. And for the most part, it tends to be a very slow process. So a common misconception is that one will always go blind if diagnosed with macular degeneration. In fact, the majority of people with macular degeneration will have very little effect on their vision. Now, macular degeneration starts out as dry macular degeneration, which tends to progress slowly, and in some cases it will turn into the wet type of macular degeneration. So most people who lose vision from macular degeneration will lose it from the wet type because they essentially have bleeding or a growth of abnormal blood vessels in their macula. In recent years, excellent treatments have become available which reduce vision loss in up to 90% of cases of wet macular degeneration if detected early. And the key part of that statement is if detected early by routine checkups with an eye doctor or retina specialist and screening at home as recommended by your eye doctor or retina specialist. So it really is a wonderful time for those who treat macular degeneration, since we can really make a difference in a condition that was previously untreatable in most cases. At Maryland Retina, located in Eldersburg, we focus on providing compassionate patient-centered care for macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinal detachment, and a host of other retinal conditions.
Now, Dr. Syed, you mentioned one thing about the home screening for macular degeneration. Is that a new type of approach? And if so, how does one go about doing that at home?
Well, fortunately, it's a tool that we've really had for a long time as eye doctor and retina specialist. It's something very simple called an Amsler grid, and this can be downloaded on my website at marylandretina.com. So basically, it's just a drawn grid of squares, which will very easily show up early signs of distortion in your vision.
Dr. Syed, what are some misconceptions that you hear from your patients about macular degeneration? For example, do they feel, and you alluded to this a moment ago, that it automatically means that they'll lose their vision? Is that an answer that you get or comment from them, or are there other misconceptions that you're hearing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially one of the misconceptions is that you could completely lose your vision. Now, again, the macula part refers to the center of your vision. So you'll really never lose the side vision or the vision you need to sort of get around and walk around. That's really almost never affected by macular degeneration. But again, it can tend to affect the reading vision. And sometimes in some of the advanced cases, that can be helped with magnifiers or other what are called low vision tools.
Dr. Syed, do you have resources on your website at marylandretina.com for people to learn more about this type of disease?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's definitely full information about macular degeneration and, again, the Amsler grid, which will help for home screening and, of course, has contact information for our office.
MarilynRetina.com. That's the website. And you can even call Dr. Syed at 410-549-1100 for more information. And his office is located at 5963 Exchange Drive in Eldersburg. Now, Dr. Syed, give us some simple directions as to where you are, say, right off of 26 and 32.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Liberty Road, about a mile and a half west of the intersection of 32, and then similar a little bit east of where Liberty Road hits 97. So we've got a lot of crossroads near there. It's in the Liberty Exchange Complex, which is a new complex in Eldersburg, with starting to fill up with a lot of local businesses.
Liberty Exchange Complex. Okay, we'll use that as a good landmark. And Dr. Syed, anything else you want to add before we wrap up our very first tip of the week with you?
Oh, no, I think that's all. Thank you very much for the time, Bob.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And you did great first time out on the station, Dr. Syed. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. And if you're just tuning in and you'd like to learn more about macular degeneration, you can hear Dr. Syed's entire commentary at any time after 9 this morning simply by going to the on-demand page at AM 1470 WTTR. And our thanks once again to Dr. Sadiq Syed. He is with Maryland Retina in Eldersburg.